This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The marriage of rock and bluegrass might seem an odd combination, but for the bluegrass group The Hillbenders, it works. South by Southwest Music Festival co-founder Lewis Myers approached The Hillbenders to tackle The Who's rock opera Tommy several years ago. Myers produced the album and managed the accompanying tour until his death 2 years ago. GLT's John Norton reports The Hillbenders are still touring with Tommy, including in central Illinois.
This is the overture, bluegrass style, to the rock opera Tommy being performed by the Hillbenders. Guitarist Jim Ray says the death of Lewis Myers was a huge blow to the band, but they decided they wanted to plow ahead with Myers' vision in the wake of his unexpected death. Jim Ray said Myers was central to the success of both the show and the band.
If it wasn't for him, then, you know, I'm not sure what we'd be doing right now. He was a huge part of us really moving forward and moving up and opening a lot of doors for us. So,
when he first came to you, how well did you know The Who, and how well did you actually know the rock opera itself, Tommy?
We're not exactly bluegrass traditionalists. A lot of people come to the music through family growing up. Our dobro player did kind of have that upbringing in the traditional bluegrass and country world, but the rest of us, you know, had other musical influences, rock and roll and classic rock in particular on my end. Was a huge deal. My folks' record collection, you know, when I turned 12, 13, 14, that thing got drug out. Next thing you know, I'm living those records basically every day. So I definitely knew The Who, and I knew the original Tommy record. My mother took me to see it after I kind of got into the Who and some other classic rock. The Broadway show came to our community theater. I fell in love with Tommy and got the CD the next day, and so I knew it. The other guys didn't know, they knew The Who, they didn't know Tommy as much, but we all trusted Lewis. And I agreed to be the musical director since I knew it so well. I was ecstatic and chomping at the bit to do something like that.
The number of songs itself to learn must have been a challenge in itself. What are the other challenges you faced in putting this together?
Well, we have two guys in California and three in Missouri. So yeah, obviously learning them, just a lot of charting and back and forth on the internet, I would make demos and send people those to practice too. And just the sheer distance of being apart from each other and not being able to actually practice them until we were on tour or whatever. A lot of vocal stuff that we had to look at, but you know, we were accustomed to doing, you know, harmonies. So that wasn't quite as tricky as trying to fill the Keith Moon void, the drummer of The Who. He was eccentric, he was ecstatic, excitable, and a big part of The Who sound. So trying to fill that was difficult, but our acoustic instruments had some percussive qualities that lent itself to that. And our dobro player, we call him the Keith Moon of the dobro. And he gets very percussive on his instrument and very excitable as well.
What are two of the tougher songs that you had to noodle out?
Man, you know, thinking back, the vocal part on Cousin Kevin, it's kind of a shorter one. It's about Tommy's evil cousin that when he babysits him, you know, he tortures him and does all sorts of nasty things to him. But Cousin Kevin, the vocal part on that was very tricky because the song wasn't necessarily key-centered, meaning it would switch keys with basically every chord change in the first half of the song. And so we had to follow that vocally, which is a little bit more tricky. And so it took some time.
How would you feel if I turned on the bath?
I'm Free, which was kind of the second single next to Pinball Wizard. It was kind of tricky just rhythmically to flip it to bluegrass. Most of the others flipped to a bluegrass feel all right, but we definitely wanted to keep the original vibe of the record. We didn't want to make it too hokey or, you know, kicking hay bales around, square dancing type feel. We want a true Who fan to be able to respect it and enjoy it still, too.
Jim Ray, guitarist with the Hillbenders, joins us on GLT Sound Ideas. This Friday night in Springfield, you can see the Hillbenders. They're performing Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. When you started diving into these songs, what did you take away from the songwriting of The Who?
Well, I always enjoy, you know, I'm a songwriter myself, so I've always enjoyed Pete Townsend's songwriting. I think he's just brilliant. And so, this made me dive farther into his solo stuff and the things that he did after The Who. But, you know, I just think that songwriting in general was the big takeaway here. And when I start looking at some of the changes and the way that he treats certain chord changes and the use of his suspensions and stuff like that, it's getting a little musical here that I don't want to confuse anybody. But, you know, the idea that he did so much writing just by himself, rarely did he go in with the band. And so kind of beginning to do that myself with the last phase of our original music was kind of a takeaway from Tommy as well. And also just the actual storytelling that Tommy is kind of based off of, bringing that into my own personal songwriting. And we've even talked about doing some sort of concept record within the band, an original concept record.
Guys already are thinking outside the box, even, and you pride yourselves on thinking outside the box a little bit as far as being a bluegrass band, and even just doing Tommy is one way of thinking outside the box. Has performing this been giving you new inspiration, or is it just an extension of thinking outside the box?
Well, you know, the idea of performing it night after night after night, it could get old to a lot of people, but we seem to enjoy performing in general so much that this just gave us a new canvas or a new outlet into which for us to perform. I think having to find ways to stay interested in stuff like that isn't really an option, because the material is so complex and involved, and the crowds, you know, this piece of music is iconic. And so the crowds, the way you can connect with them each night is great. And so I think, you know, a extended performance excitement is there with Tommy. It's not something we just slipped into and we're just kind of turning the wheels each night. It's something that we can live differently each night with each crowd. And so that has been a real blessing.
And that's part of the audience participation too?
Yeah, you. And people have different levels of interest, you know. You can be a bluegrass fan and come and enjoy the instrumentation and the arrangements of the songs, and maybe you don't know Tommy. We like to clue in folks with some short dialogue pieces about every three or four songs, let people know about where the story is lying, and maybe help them realize what songs they heard or what songs they're about to hear and how they fit into the story. And if you're a Tommy fan, it's just a new way to hear this and a new way to experience this piece of music. And for many people, it was a huge part of their life. And to be a part of their story again with a new version of Tommy is really unique. So each night you get different vibes on different levels. It's very, very cool.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me?
It sounds like as a band, your mantra is like making bluegrass hip again. First of all, how are you doing that, and why is it important to you?
Well, bluegrass music is kind of a genre divided within itself. You have the traditionalists, and then you have the more progressive side of things. And there should be room for both, but much like politics, you know, people start to get a little bit, a little cranky at times whenever you mess with things they like or things they believe in. So
the blues world was kind of like that, although over the last 3, 4, 5 years, I'm sensing a transition to be a little more accepting of other sounds. Are you feeling that in the bluegrass world as well?
Yeah, you know, I think the old school, the tradition's always going to be there. You know, you can't deny where it came from and how it came about and the culture of it. But it's just becoming too widespread now for it to be tied down. So I think the traditional side is beginning to literally and figuratively die off. People like myself and my band and lots of other great bands and musicians out there are carrying on their tradition. And with that, with the years and the decades that go by, you know, change and progression and really improvements upon the genre and expansions upon the genre happen, and they're continue to happen. So we're glad to be a part of that, and really just making it hip again, meaning trying to open it up to younger generations that will keep that tradition going that we inherited and that we hope to improve on and then pass along.
That's Jim Ray of the bluegrass band The Hillbenders speaking with GLT's John Norton. The Hillbenders perform the rock opera Tommy Friday night at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. You can hear the best in bluegrass, folk, and Celtic music every Thursday night at 7 and Sunday night at 9 on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. You can discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.